Welcome, friends, to Generations. This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. I'm Kevin Swanson, as well as Steve Vaughn, co-hosting with me on this edition. Steve, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be anywhere. It's good to be back from Phoenix. I was there last week, 100 in teens weather all week.
Yeah.
But it did get clear down to 96 at night, so that at least it cooled off some.
Record-breaking temps in southern United States over the last 4 weeks. Truly phenomenal. Well, things are heating up with homeschooling, too.
Yeah.
Homeschooling is growing around the world. And I want to get to colleges. People are losing a lot of confidence in colleges in America, Republicans especially, finally realizing that sending your red state kids off to blue state colleges, they come back voting for Hillary Clinton. What's going on with that? I think they're starting to figure that out. Finally.
Yeah.
Thankfully, 35 million Republicans have tuned into our radio program to, you know, because we've been harping on that for decades now.
Yeah.
Well, the UK Department of Education reports that homeschooled students in the UK up 120% in just 7 years. That's pretty impressive.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's over doubled in 7 years since 2016. Of course, that's just those that report that they're doing that. But I would take them to be accurate numbers as far as the people are reporting to the UK Department of Education. And so, wow, something's taken off in the UK. I'm hoping that you're using Christian curriculum. I don't know if there are anybody from the UK that listen to this program, but I do hope that there's some access to Christian curriculum with a distinctively Christian worldview, given there's so much explosion of LGBTQ stuff going on in the schools. In fact, the UK Church of England was reticent to throw a flag on the play for the indoctrination to homosexuality and other sexual perversions going on in schools connected with the church. Nigel Genders, the Church of England's chief education officer, said, well, it's just a matter the government's going to have to take up because we're going to wash our hands of this thing. And so the Church of England schools are moving ahead in their LGBTQ indoctrination programs, which is kind of sad because technically the Christian church needs to regard such sins as abominations to God and certainly not to stumble the little ones. And as long as they are stumbling the little ones by these educational programs, it would be better for the Church of England to have a millstone tied around their neck and they be drowned at the bottom of the sea. And that applies to the Church of England as an institution, as long as they are promoting this sort of activity in those schools. Well, it's time to get those kids out of English schools and give them a distinctively Christian discipleship, raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ, and use Christian curriculum all throughout. That's my encouragement to our friends who homeschool across the Big Lake.
So are you saying then that bringing the kids home and having the parents teach the exact same thing that the public schools is teaching really doesn't help out a lot?
I certainly hope they're not doing that, Steve.
Okay.
I hope they're not doing that. I'm hoping that they bring in a distinctively Christian curriculum, and that, of course, is why Generations has produced 12 years of Christian classics, God-centered science and history, to be sure that we're giving them a distinctively Christian education. This idea of somehow just changing the atmosphere, the environment, and hoping everything's going to turn out right. No. We need a curriculum that is shot through with the Word of God, the Word of God itself being a frontlet before their eyes, meaning hundreds of Bible verses strewn throughout the science and history curriculum needs to be virtually on every page. And that's, of course, the goal of our ministry. Well, encourage our UKers to go towards a Christian education and a Christian curriculum as produced by Generations, and there are others as well. Well, it turns out that we haven't seen quite the increases here in the United States as they've seen in the UK. I mean, to see something double in 7 years is not exactly what American homeschools have seen. Some of the most accurate numbers we have is North Carolina, and they've seen a 30% increase since 2016, over the same period, over the same 7 years. North Carolina, which is one of the most accurate numbers we're going to get. It's very, very difficult to trace homeschoolers, but North Carolina seems to collect numbers somewhat assiduously, and they've got an increase of 30%. since 2016, from 118,000 to 153,000 over the same time period of 7 years, but only a 7% increase since 2019, which is interesting. I wanted to know, you know, what was the increase we saw with COVID? Turns out only 7%. In fact, they had a 5% decrease between 2022 and 2023. In other words, there was a roughly a 12% bump over a single year, the COVID year. So that's what we're getting from some of the most accurate numbers we have. 12% bump due to COVID, then a 5% adjustment down between 2022 and 2023. All right. So in other words, you know, people rushed into homeschooling, realized they didn't count the cost, weren't as committed to it, and they're backing away. Not unusual for American homeschoolers, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, homeschooling is not easy. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of dedication, and you may have to not be working outside of the home. You might need to be there for your kids to help train them up, but that is what we are called to do. And where there is a will, there's a way, and you know, we did it. We did it with all six of our kids. My last one's just graduating this year, and we homeschooled them all the way through.
Yeah. Ourselves as well, five kids. And of course, I was homeschooled with my five siblings back in the 60s and 70s. Now we're off to the third generation now in the Swanson household. Now, the NCES gives us certain numbers. Interesting, you know, in terms of the National Center for Education Statistics has been following homeschooling. Again, they don't have, I think, the most accurate numbers, but they do have numbers. And so percentage-wise, overall percentages of homeschooled students as a percentage of the school-aged children in America. Okay, so here are the stats we get from NCES. 1.8% in 1999, 2.1% in 2003, 3.4% in 2012, a little bit of a dip in 2016, down to 3.2, and then 4% in 2020. All right, so we're upwards of 4% of the population, and I'm guessing that, you know, readjusted down a bit. You're looking at somewhere around 3.7 to 4% of the American school-aged population now homeschooled. In the United States, it's roughly 4 million of the population homeschooling their kids. 70% are white, 6% are black, 17% Hispanic, 2% Asian, 6% others. Interesting, Hispanics make up 19% of the U.S. population. And 17% of the homeschool population are Hispanic, which means that Hispanics make up almost the same proportion of the homeschool population as they do of the U.S. population. Interesting, isn't it? That's one of the most interesting stats we've got. I didn't realize that, but it's taken off among the Hispanic brethren.
I would have never expected that. I would have thought that this was a white American Caucasian type of thing first. I would have thought Asians would have been a little bit higher as well because they focus so much on education.
Well, 4% of the population, Steve, we're not quite there yet. We have to get upwards of 7 to 10% of the population before we crack the state monopoly. Also, stats on why parents decide to homeschool. Again, NCES, safety is number one. 50% of homeschool families feel safe in homeschooling. Academic reasons, the parents whose test scores, socialization, extracurricular activities, the reason for homeschooling, 14%. And also the principle of individuality feeds into the academic as well. 35% of parents think individual attention is important to the instruction of a child. And absolutely it is. It's one of our key, you know, points we make in every homeschool seminar that we've done over the last 30 years of our ministry. So yes, the principle of individuality, extremely powerful, and puts homeschoolers head and shoulders above everybody. But here's the point that I want to land on right now. Spiritual worldview reasons, not so much. 25% of the parents who opted for homeschooling wanted to teach their children according to their own beliefs and practices. So, you know, only about a quarter of the parents are concerned about LGBTQ stuff, the bad worldviews taught in public schools, which is kind of sad. I mean, that basically indicates that Americans are in apostasy and much more concerned about their children's bodies, bodily safety, minds, academics, etc., than their souls. So the worldview issues, the spiritual issues, the the basic worldview under which, you know, the entire curriculum is going to be communicated is of no real concern to 75% of homeschoolers in America.
That is not a good statistic. You would hope that the number one reason would be to train them up in the way that they should go, to teach them to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength as they rise up, as they sit down, as they go in, come out, walk along the way, and all of that, like Deuteronomy says. And so you would, one would hope that that would be, you know, 80%, but 25%, you know, not so good.
Yeah, not so good. I've watched that decline over the last 10 years or so. And that's gone the direction of the American society that's moved away from the church, moved away from the faith, moved away from the Christian worldview. Only 1% of Gen Zers subscribe to a basic Christian worldview, down from 2% in 2019, down from 12% in 1995. So just in terms of losing ground, we've lost about 85 to 90% of the ground in terms of instructing this society in a distinctively Christian worldview. That's why, of course, we're presenting a 12-year Christian worldview-based curriculum to parents who are serious Christians who want to be sure that their children do not be a part of the 99% of the population, of the young people population today, that have completely abandoned a biblical worldview. Well, we've got a ways to go, my friends, but I'm going to talk about American confidence in universities, colleges, falling like a rock. Now, what does this mean? What this means, I believe, is that, well, a couple things are happening. One is we are most certainly seeing a decline in terms of Christian influence, even within homeschooling, but we're also seeing a crack in the civilization itself, a breakdown of America as a society. Be back with more in just a moment on Generation. Stay with us. Proverbs 23:26 says, "My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways." That's the heart of relational discipleship, and that's what the world needs more than anything else. Hello, dads. Are you on board with this? Are you ready to get intentional about this, to walk with your son and just let your son come close and observe your ways? The Colorado Father-Son Retreat, sponsored by Generations, provides an excellent opportunity for you to be intentional about your time with your son. Don't miss the opportunity this year. Retreat number one is sold out. Retreat number two, held on August 24th to 27th, is almost full. Go to ColoradoFatherSon.com and register today. Lord willing, I will see you there. And we're back on Generations. Kevin Swanson with you, as well as Steve Vaughn. Now, I want to back up and look at what's happening to the American perception of public schools, Americans' perception of their institutions. And we've referred to this a number of times over 19 years of broadcast. But friends, you need to understand that the overall confidence in man, in man's institutions, in American institutions, is falling like a rock and have been since the 1970s. A drop-off of overall confidence in American institutions, according to the Gallup poll, 48% down to 27%. Faith in the city of man is fading away slowly but surely over a period of 43 years. Modern man is stepping over the line of despair, which means what man does, he starts out with the assumption that he can define himself, he can save himself, he can define his own ethics, he can determine his own truth, and so he's overly optimistic with how it's all going to turn out. So that's what humanism is. Humanism is the worship of man, making man the ultimate. And then guess what happens? But man will eventually disappoint man, because he doesn't pull off his godhood as well as he had hoped he would. So man's confidence in himself has tripped and he's fallen on his face. And that's where things are right now. Confidence in public schools have dropped off from 58%. Get this, down to 28%, Steve.
Wow.
I mean, that's the lowest number ever. Right now, we are at the lowest of the low. Confidence in American public schools have fallen off from 58 to 28%, which means what? 72% of Americans have no confidence in the public schools. In other words, back in the 1970s, it was like, go public schools. Now it's like, what a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Bunch of losers.
And yet we
bunch
still,
of losers
we still send our kids, or they still send their kids there. They complain. They go to the school board meetings and they complain. They say, you're not doing this right. You're destroying my kid. And then they drop them off the next day. You know,
wait a minute. I thought 72% of American public school families had pulled their kids out. And
you would hope.
Homeschooling now.
That apparently hasn't happened yet.
Okay, that hasn't happened. Okay, right. Right. All right. So still have the 3-4%. That's it. That's all we got for right now. But we'll see how things develop. Yeah. But confidence in American public schools falling off big time. But also universities. Incredible. Wow. And this is the stat I want to get to. The confidence in American universities dropped off from 57% in 2015. All right. Down to 36% in just 7 years. Now here, the drop was most pronounced among Republicans, only 19% still favoring colleges, down from 56% back in 2015. In other words, it wasn't much difference between Republicans and Democrats. They're all like, hey, thumbs up, this sending our kids all off to the blue schools. This is the greatest thing ever. That's what they were thinking in 2015. What happened? Well, Trump happened. I don't know exactly what happened, but in 7 years, wow, what a drop-off. Incredible. Of course, you know, between 2011 and 2023, undergraduate enrollment has fallen off from 20.1 million to 16.9 million. That's a 15% drop off. Huge, huge, huge drop off. But again, the overall favorability of universities in America is down to 36%, 57% 7 years ago. In other words, the majority of Americans were like, hey, okay, this is great. Universities, you know, they're cool. They're cool. 57% now down to 36% this year, 36%, unbelievable. Republicans, of course, they're the ones that have taken it down. Only 19% of Republicans favor universities, down from 56% 7 years ago. What is that? 67% of Republicans who used to like the colleges in 2015 don't like the colleges anymore. 7 years later, what is that? How does 67% of Republicans who liked the colleges in 2015 changed their mind in just 7 years? How does that happen? I guess they all tuned into my radio program.
Maybe so.
Apparently 80 million Republicans have been tuning into my program over the last 7 years. I just wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, you've been saying this stuff for, you know, decades at this point. You know, finally they're starting to listen. Maybe Kevin is right. That's what they're thinking.
I didn't realize my broadcast was taken off.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But how many years have we said it, you know? Red state parents sending their kids off to the blue state colleges, their kids come home singing the blues.
Yeah.
And voting the blues.
Yeah.
I mean, when will we ever wake up to this? Now, I don't know. Will red state parents abandon the blue state universities as of, like, now?
Probably not.
As of, like, now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, okay. I think the question is posed to every parent. I mean, you're looking at economic strains. So certainly that's happening. You're looking at political strains. Certainly that's happening. We get to the ratio in just a moment. What is it? 99-1% of Harvard, liberal to conservative. it's about a 99-1. Okay. So there's parents out there going, you know what? There used to be some pride in sending your kids off to Harvard University, but do you really want to pay $250,000 just to make sure your daughter will vote for Hillary Clinton in the 2028 elections while she gets a liberal arts education down at Dartmouth or in Yale or wherever? Do you really want to, you know, throw $250,000 on the pile just to be sure your daughter will vote for Hillary Clinton in 2020? I mean, is that really your commitment, dad, mom? Is that it?
Yeah.
And again, here's the latest stats that I've got. This is from the Harvard Crimson. Harvard Crimson, that's the magazine or the newspaper for the university. Only 1.5% of Harvard University professors surveyed in 2022 claimed to be conservative. 1.5%. Okay. Over 80% professed a liberal bent. I guess the others are just sort of in the middle, but 80-1. Okay. Think about those odds for just a moment. 80-1. That's pretty significant. That would be referred to as statistically significant.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. You have to search for the one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Turns out it's the, you know, PE professor.
Yeah.
I don't know, guy.
Probably so.
You know, assistant coach for the lacrosse team.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guessing that's probably the conservative professor at Harvard University. Fully 23% of university students now identified as LGBTQ. And that percentage is upwards of 30 to 40% for the liberal arts colleges. So, you know, I mean, they're getting indoctrinated. They're getting the message for sure. I mean, that's what liberal arts universities do. That's what they've been doing since Harvard University went liberal in 1690. They've been doing this for a very long time. I just want people to understand this. So why did the universities turn out to be the cesspool in which humanist autonomy and anti-Christian, anti-biblical thinking predominate? You got to read Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West, guys. Because I just think it's important that those of us left who are still Christian in the Western world or anywhere in the world should understand how the principalities and powers wanted to be sure that they captured the power centers, the most powerful institutions governing the thinking and worldview of a nation. That is, the liberal arts universities, captured by the principalities and powers, the devil himself, they were going to train the future pastors, politicians, and educators. And that's how you do it. That's the catalyst. That's how you do it. The enemy has got to get control of the liberal arts schools first. That's the strategy. And then they have done that over and over and over again for 600 years. Next question, what are parents going to do? 81% of Republican parents have finally awakened to the reality that these schools are liberal. And they don't want to teach the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. They're hardening our children's hearts. They're giving our young people the opportunity to walk in the way of the scoffer, to sin in the seat of the scornful, and to stand in the way of sinners. Well, what do we do? What do we do? If the goal is to give our children the proper discipleship, I'd say go favor the decentralized colleges, always favor the tiny little colleges that are not accredited and yet have a Christian basis, and you ask them, what is the foundation of knowledge before you send your kids to those universities? If they say, well, you know, being sure they've got some form of protection when they engage in fornication. Okay, that's not it. The beginning of wisdom is not that. The beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God. If they don't say the fear of God, then just get out. Just turn around, walk out. So, and we need discipleship centers that are based in local churches under the auspices of local pastors and elders. That's what we need. Inevitably, university professors tend to turn liberal. The administration of universities and seminaries are often more liberal than the boards that run the universities and seminaries. I mean, that's typically what happens. Why is that? Well, it's just the way it works. Okay, so favor the discipleship centers. Favor internships and mentorships and online learning. Keep knowledge closer to the application of knowledge. The workplace is always more conservative than the ivory towers of learning, or at least they have been for the last 100 years. And let's bring engineering and computer science education internships back into the corporations and then sever the relationship from the universities and put the university engineering programs out of business. That's what we have to do first. We also need to bring nursing and medical training back into hospitals. Forget the university. Bring the knowledge closer to the life integration or life application of the knowledge. That's the principle of life integration, which we work into our theory on education. Very essential, very essential. Just simply James 1, 1 Corinthians 8, 1. It's a very simply a biblical epistemology. And we've got to implement this into our home schools, our discipleship centers, etc. We have got to bring life integration back. I've got that in Upgrade, the 10 Secrets to the Best Education for Your Child. Also get a copy of Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West, which really gets into how we destroyed the West by way of the university and, of course, the K-12 educational programs. Epoch, The Rise and Fall of the West, available at generations.org. And this is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.